CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH as usual. The script of this broadcast is available on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 19th of November 2017. Here are the main news headlines, new videos from the RSGB, new frequencies for Germany and Colombia, prepare for Yota month. The RSGB has released three new videos of talks from the 2017 convention. They all link with the RSGB strategy and you can find them at www.rsgb.org/strategy-videos. In the first video, RSGB Director Steve Hartley, G0FUW, explains about the strategy itself. The second video feature RSGB President Nick Henwood, G3RWF, giving a progress report on the clubs and groups for the 21st Century Project. And finally, Youth Committee Deputy Chair Milo Noblet, MEM0ILO, provides a summary of the successful Yota 2017 event and a brief look at how the RSGB will be building on it. German amateurs have been allocated 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz on a secondary basis with a maximum power of 15 watts EIRP. Their 6 metre band has now been permanently extended to 50.3 to 51 MHz. Almost on the other side of the world, Colombian amateurs are gaining new allocations at 2,200 metres, 630 metres and 6 metres, thanks to efforts of the Colombian National Amateur Radio Society, LCRA, and their strategic partner, Liga Radio Bogotá. The bands 135.7 to 137.8 kHz, 472 to 479 kHz and 5.3515 to 53665 MHz will shortly go live. Activation awaits the Colombian Communications Ministry granting the privileges by administrative act. GB17 Yota will be on the air almost every day in December. The call sign marks Yota month, December, and will be used in rotation by clubs up and down the country. Several other countries will also be running their own Yota month stations. GB17 Yota will have a special QSL card and will be uploading logs daily to Club Log. Further, full details of all participating countries can be found at www.ham-yota.com, and there is more information on GB17 Yota in the December edition of Radcom. Now is the time to consider whether you would like to help your fellow radio amateur. In the coming weeks and months, RSGB will be releasing details of various volunteer vacancies. These include joining RSGB board, becoming a regional manager, or taking a position in one of the many committees that are essential to the services that the RSGB provides to on behalf of its members. Some of the positions are appointments. Some, such as the board and regional managers, are filled through an election process. The RSGB encourages any amateur from any walk of life to consider whether they can add something back to the hobby that you so enjoy. More details of the openings will be published in Radcom and via GB2RS. ITU-R Working Party 5A met in Geneva recently to prepare for World Radio Communications Conference 2019, which is known as WRC19, by considering an allocation of the frequency band 50 to 54 megs to the amateur service in Region 1. The working group consists of a mix of radio amateurs for all three IARU's regions, administrations from all over the world and other interested parties like meteorologists and military. The RSGB was represented by Murray Neiman and G6JYB. Now for details of rallies and events for the coming week. Today, the 19th, the Plymouth Radio Club Radio Rally will be held at Harewood House, Ridgeway, Plimpton in Plymouth, PL72AS. There's car parking available and the venue has disabled facilities. Doors open from 10 a.m. to 2:30, with the disabled visitors gaining access from 9:50 a.m. Admittance is £2. There will be trade stands, special interest groups, bring and buy, RSGB book stand. A raffle will take place on the day. Catering is available on site. Information from David Beck, 2E0DTC, on 0777 07664 766 4822. Also on the 19th, the 40th Coulsdon ATS Electronics Radio Bazaar will be held at the Oasis Academy, Coulsdon, Homefield Road, Old Coulsdon, CR51ES. Doors open 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and admittance is £1.50. Car parking, disabled facilities are available. There'll be bring and buy and a flea market. Catering will be available on site. Details from Andy Breers at G0KZT 07729 866 600. Next Sunday, the 26th, the Bishop Auckland Radio Amateurs Club Rally takes place at Spennymoor Leisure Centre, 32 High Street, Spennymoor in County Durham, DL16 6DB. The venue has good parking and access to a large ground hall, floor hall. There'll be the usual radio, computer, electronic stands and bring and buy, catering facilities and a bar on site. Doors open at 10:30. 15 minutes earlier for disabled visitors and admission £2. Under 14s in the charge of an adult go free. More details from John G4LRG 01388 606 396. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom or the RSGB website, please email full details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Our list of rallies for 2018 is looking very empty, so please, if you're a rally organiser, let us know. Let us know the details as soon as you can. Now for the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Olof G0CKV will be active again as 3 Bravo 9 Hotel Alpha from Rodriguez Island, IOTA AF017, from the 23rd of November to the 12th of December. He'll be operating CW, most with main activity during the CQ Worldwide DX CW contest, and focus on the low bands at other times. QSL via Logbook of the World and M0OXO's OQRS. That's http://www.m0oxo.com/OQRS. Nick G3RWF will be active again as 5X-Ray1 November Hotel from Uganda on the 20th to the 30th of November with main activity during CQ Worldwide Contest, QSL via Club Logs OQRS LOTW or via Home Call. Mike AJ9C will be on the air as Yankee November 2 Charlie Charlie in Nicaragua from the 21st to the 29th of November, activity 160 to 10 metres using CWSSB and RITI, QSL via Home Call. The Italian de-expedition team is active as J5 Tango from Bubak Island, AF020, until the 26th. They expect to have 4 stations, all on HF, all on the HF bands up to 28 megs using CW and SSB and RITI on one band. There will not be any FT8 operations. Subject to the availability of internet connection, the real-time log will be available at http://win.i2yankeesierrabravo.com/log online. You can QSL via I2YSB direct, OQRS or Logbook of the World. Ebenhard DL7JLL is on the air as VP8JLL from the Falkland Islands, SA002, until the 25th, QSL Home Call. Bud AA3B will be active as 426K from the 22nd to the 27th of November from Antigua, NA100. Activity will be on the HF bands using primarily CW and possibly RITI on the 27th, QSL Home Call. A group of operators are on the air as J5T from Bubak Island, IOTA AF020 until the 26th, activity is 160 to 10 metres, using CWSSB and RITI, 3 stations on the air at once, QSL via I2YSB. Members of the Yagaret at the X's group are active as 5K0T from San Andres, IOTA NA033 until the 25th. Activity is 160 to 10 metres using SSB, CW and various digital modes, QSL LU1FM. Harold DF2WO is QRV as 9X-Ray 2 Alpha Whiskey from Kigali in Rwanda until the 30th of November. Activity HF band CWSSB RITI and FT8, QSL M0OXO. A group of operators will be QRV as 9 Golf 5 Whiskey from Cockro Beat in Ghana, from the 20th to 29th of November, activity on the HF bands, CWSSB and Rated QSL, Sugar 59, Zulu Zulu. Alpha 9 to Alpha Alpha and A61M will be on the air as 5 Tango 1 Alpha and 5 Tango 1 Radio, respectively, from Newark, Chot and Mauritania, from the 20th of November to the 20th of December. Activity will be 40 to 10 metres, using SSB and FT8, QSL via operator's instructions. Tom KC0W is active as 3 Whiskey 9 Charlie Whiskey, from Conson Island, which is IOTA AS130, until November the 28th, QSL direct to his home call. Now for special event news, Indian special event station AU2JCB will be on the air from the 23rd of November till the 11th of December. This celebrates the 159th anniversary of the birth of India's great scientist and inventor, Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose. Activity will be 40 to 10 metres using SSB and FM on 10 and 6 metres QSL VU2DSI. Special event station Whiskey 1P will be on the air from the shack of K1 Whiskey Charlie Charlie on the 24th of November. The station commemorates the loss of the 200 lives when the steamship Portland went down in 1898. Activity is likely to be around 3.997 megs from 1300 UTC, moving to around 14.260 megs when the band opens, QSL with stamp address, stamped envelope direct. Now for the contest news, on Sunday the 19th, the UK Microwave Group contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC. Using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UKAC, 2000 to 2230 UTC, using all modes on the 23 SEMS band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. And on Wednesday, the autumn series continues from 1900 to 2030 UTC, using SSB only, 3.5 megs bands, the exchange of signal report, and serial number. Next weekend sees the CQ Worldwide DXCW contest starting at 0000 UTC on Saturday morning, running to 2359 UTC on Sunday night. The CW only event uses all the contest bands from 1.8 to 28 megs. The exchange's RST and CQ zone, which for us in the UK is 14. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO last week saw the solar flux index stay steadfastly in the mid-70s thanks to a lack of visible sunspots on the solar surface. But by Thursday, one had appeared over the limb and was designated sunspot 2687. Geomagnetic conditions were mostly settled in the first half of the week, but a minor G1 geomagnetic storm started on Wednesday as an elevated solar wind stream moved past our planet. This continued to Thursday with the KP index hitting 4 at times. This had a slightly detrimental effect on the ionosphere, with maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000-kilometre path struggling to exceed 21 megs at times. Last week, NOAA forecast the solar flux index. NOAA forecast the solar flux index will remain in the mid-70s, but we may have unsettled geomagnetic conditions on the 20th to the 22nd due to yet another high-speed solar wind stream from a coronal hole. The hole is very much Earth-facing as it's right on the solar equator. It therefore has the potential to create unsettled and auroral conditions and a high K index. The end of the week may therefore be better for HFDX, although, as always, be prepared for surprises. To end on a positive note, this time of year is ideal for long-distance propagation on the lower bands, and members of CDXC report lots of DX on 40 and 80 metres, for example, KCMYC in California has worked many hams in Europe from about 40 minutes before our local sunrise to about 30 minutes afterwards. Now, admittedly, Mike does have 40 acres, 7 87-foot towers and 3 element beams for 80 metres, which does help. Now the VHF and up propagation, we start a week with a weak area of high pressure and hence just a chance of some tropo, especially in the south of the UK and extending into the near continent and down across Biscay. Tropo can be amplified overnight and during the mornings, particularly in the misty mornings of autumn, but overall this event looks marginal at best. The second phase of weather propagation will come after midweek when the pressure falls away as low pressure takes up its position. There could be some coastal showers, giving a chance of rain scatter in the microwave bands, principally on the western side of the country. In the east, there may be some residual tropo since high pressure is likely to remain close by, although much weaker. The new moon was on the 18th, so for the early part of the week, the moon will be close enough to the sun to make EME contacts a little more difficult. The moon will appear in the direction of the Milky Way, so the sky noise temperatures will be particularly high. This coincides with low moon declination at this time of the year. This is not so good for microwave EME operators, who tend to prefer the moon to be higher in the sky. But for those who do EME on the VHF bands and without antenna elevation, the low moon may help. The Leonids meteor shower peak has just passed, but there may be some useful tail-end meteors from the dust of associated comet Temple-Tuttle. The November Taurids is a minor meteor shower with a broad peak of around 10 days, but at a low rate. There may be just enough meteors around to make operating meteor scatter worthwhile as long as you have patience. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.